circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out. All this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, has me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, 'cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. Can be loud, 'cause love is what it's all about. I tell myself to keep this up, that all God wants is just my love. No more complicating things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, 'cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people.
Welcome, welcome everybody to Love God, Love His People, where we're here to try to explain the Bible a little bit. I'm here today with the beautiful Miss Trish, as James used to like to call her.
Hi everybody, I'm glad to be here today. Hope yep. you are too.
Well, we want to let everybody know we're a little bit early, but this is our Easter podcast that we're doing, because Easter falls in between our 2 week period and everything. But I think you're going to enjoy this, because it's not going to be the typical Easter story.
No, it's not. I think that it's going to be exciting.
Well, good, good, good. And I've read it, and it's a very good concept of what Easter and what everybody needs to understand. But before we get started, I'm going to ask Miss Trish to say prayers for us today to lead us into the podcast.
Father God, we thank you and we praise you for this day. We thank you for the word that is coming forth today. And Lord, I just ask that everyone's ears be opened and their hearts be open to what you are saying today. And I thank you, Father, for each and every person that's here today that is sharing with us. And Father, I just ask that if there's any needs out there for in our listeners, that you would provide for them whatever it is they need, whether it's finances, healing, whatever it is, if a marriage or a relationship of some kind. And Father God, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are going to take care of that. And I praise you, Father, and I just ask that you just bless everybody, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Trish. Now, before we get started and everything, we're going to talk about a little something a little different. You know that we have two Facebook sites. They're not websites, but they're just Facebook sites. They're called Love God, Love His People, and Can I Pray For You? Well, it was brought up to me earlier this week by one of our administrators and listeners, Rennie Lawyer, that we need to take this site public, because there's private. Yeah, it's two P words, and I get those confused. So that's why Trish is here, to keep me straightened out. So anyway, we need to go private on this because there's too much junk coming in, and it's not concentrating on what the websites were set up for, was to talk about God and Jesus and to pray for people. And we're afraid that people aren't opening up because these sites are public. So we're going to change these to private sites, to where it's not going to kick anybody off. Don't worry about that. You will be notified that we're going to public, and all you have to do is agree to the private. See why she's here? You know, that's a good thing, because y'all would be all confused by now if you're listening to me. Anyway, they'll just notify you and let you know that it's going to private and that you agree to that and everything. So it's not, like I said, it's not going to kick anybody off, but it's going to keep all the junk off, and it's going to protect y'all's y'all's sites themselves and protect y'all's computers to keep junk and garbage off of there and everything. So anyway, that'll be happening. I'm probably going to do this sometime tomorrow. So I just want to let everybody know ahead of time that what we're planning for this. Now, those two sites, again, are Love God, Love His People, and Can I Pray for You? Now, as everybody's noticed, Trish has got a little thing going on there called what, Trish?
It's called Words to Treasure.
Words to Treasure.
And it's Bible verses that I've read during the week, and they touch my heart. And so I write them. I write down their location in the Bible, and then I go and I post them on Can I Pray for You? And Love God, Love His People. And we've gotten a large response.
Now, the other thing I want to let everybody know, too, that on these two sites, we're going to be setting up chats to where people can chime in and talk to us, because these are private sites now. They're not going to go out to anybody but the people they're supposed to. So you can really open up with your thoughts and the prayers that you need and what's going on with your family and everything. And we want y'all to understand that these two sites we do are for you. They're to help you find your way with God. That's the reason we're going to private on these email sites and everything. So also to connect with us at lovegodlovehispeople.org. Call in. You can even leave a voice message on there to us and everything. Also, if you want to, if you go to Spotify, there's also got a voice thing that you can go in there after the podcast and put response and remarks and that sort of thing in. Okay. All right. Trish, anything else we need to talk to before we get started?
No, I think you've covered it all.
Okay. Well, good. Well, in that Ms. Trish going to be doing this podcast today, and in this podcast, we said it was an Easter podcast, but this isn't your usual Easter podcast. Okay. We think people need to understand more what Jesus went through, what he went through, the pain he suffered, everything that he went through, and realizing, what do we realize about this, Trish?
That he loves us.
And that he wasn't killed.
Yes.
That's the part I want to bring out, because everybody, you know, keeps saying, hey, it's the Romans who killed him on the cross and everything.
No.
Well, you listen to this podcast today, and let's see if it changes your mind. Go ahead, Trish.
All right. Today, in Matthew 27:50, we witness the most unthinkable moment in the history of the world, the death of Jesus, God's Son. I saw something I had never seen before. Here's my thoughts and my insight on it. No one killed Jesus. Not the chief priest, not the elders or the scribes or Pharisees, not Pilate or the Roman soldiers. They were all involved with beating him, ripping his beard out, mocking him, spitting on him, even placing a crown of thorns on him, pressing it down into his skull. They whipped him to the point of his flesh hanging off his bones like ribbons. They placed a purple robe on him to mock him as the king of the Jews. The Bible says Jesus took our sins on the cross, for he had no sin in him. That's all Jesus was on the cross, just sin. Think of being just sin. Yours and mine, all the bad things that we had ever done, the lies we've told, the lust we've been involved in, all our sins on him on that cross. And his real suffering was not the physical suffering. As terrible as that was, it was the spiritual suffering. It was our sins. He had never known of sin, and suddenly, all the sins of the whole world were put upon him. The Bible says he suffered for the sins of the just and the unjust. Jesus died for you and me because he loves us so much. And from the cross, God was saying, I love you. I love you. I'm giving my son for you. He's taking your place. Jesus went through every single step of this, not just for the sacrifice that Father God had asked him to be, but he did it out of obedience. And when we look at the cross, we just too often see a symbol of sacrifice. But we're missing it if that's all we see. Because earlier in the garden, before he was arrested, he cried out to his Father and said, "If there be any way, please," crying out, "take this from me. I believe God, who is a good Father, said, it's not too late, son. Tell me now." And after a brief pause, Jesus said, "But I know your will, and let it be your will over mine. I will do what you have called me to do." So the cross becomes not just a sacrifice, but a symbol of obedience. In Matthew 27:50, it says, "And when Jesus cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. No one killed him." Remember these words from Philippians 2:8. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Jesus was not subject to people, but only to God. His life was not taken, but rather offered up. He was submissive to God's will. In John 10:14-18, it says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep, not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up. This charge I have received from my Father." The biblical meaning of obedience means to hear or listen. To obey is to listen to the voice of the Lord. When we obey God, we will become submissive to other people without being subject to them. It's an interesting dynamic. That's why true obedience creates true freedom. We can make our lives a gift to others. But wait, the story did not end at the cross, but at the borrowed grave Jesus' body was laid in. Jesus rose from that grave on 3 days later. Hallelujah. An angel appeared to Mary Magdalene at the tomb and told her, "He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come see the place where he laid." And that's in Matthew 26:6. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we as believers in Christ receive both eternal life, you can look at that in John 11:25, and spiritual power, Ephesians 1:19-20. Christ's resurrection also provides the future resurrection of believers, 1 Corinthians 15:20. And is the key to victory in our lives because of the union in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 6:2. He did die, and he did come back to life. Jesus is alive today and forever, right now in heaven, and he will never die again. Good news, Jesus made it possible because of his love for us to be resurrected also.
Amen, amen. What a podcast, Trish. What a podcast. Because what people need to understand, okay, we sit there in church every week and we sit in front of people and we say, "I love God. I will do anything for God." Well, let me ask you this out there, people, not just over this podcast, but to all the other countries that we go into on this podcast, if God came to you and however he comes to you in a dream or whatever, and he was to ask you if you would do the same thing Jesus would do, what would you tell him? What would you tell him? What was it you said, Trish? What did you call people? We're wimps. Okay? Because
yes,
we need people to understand.
There's no way we would do that.
Right. We need to get people to understand what Jesus went through. Okay? In the Bible, it talks about, you know, him going to the cross and him sacrificing his life for all of us. Do you understand how he sacrificed his life? He sacrificed it with his blood. And I mean a lot of his blood.
Mm-hmm. He was unrecognizable when they got done with him. It wasn't, you know, a lot of pictures just show Jesus, you know, with a little rag on and no blood and no nothing and in pictures. And that's not what this was like. They brutalized.
Yeah, brutalized him.
Yes, and he was unrecognizable.
Yeah, exactly. And he had wounds all over his body.
Yes, all over.
Were not only made by the Roman soldiers who used the cats of nine tail, but he was done that way by his own people, the Jews. Used sharp sticks to stab him and scrape him and kick him and cuss him and pulled his, like she said, pulled his beard out. And then they took a thorny cross and rammed it into his head. Did you hear me? What I said? I said rammed it into his head. This was not something easy that he went through.
No, not at all. No other man but the Son of God would be able to have even withstood half of it.
Exactly. And do you see, people, do you see what he did for you? For you and your children? Do you love your children? Any father out there, could you send your son or your daughter onto a cross like that? Mm-hmm. No. And that little rag she talked about, that he had on, that was just for us, because he was naked.
Yes.
Exposed onto that cross.
Yes.
And not just physical manipulation, malfeasance, nothing like that. It was also mental. Mental with him. Exposed him to the world. But you know what?
He overcame.
He did. He
yes,
did.
He did.
He did. And now I want, and that I demand today is to people to understand what he gave for you, what you're worth.
Well, I looked at it this way when I was writing this podcast. I looked at all the things that God took for me, just me on the cross, of things that I have done. That was sin. And Lord have mercy. That's all I have to say.
Yes. Lord have mercy. Because you know what? If we had to pay for our sins the way Jesus did, we wouldn't have survived about 15 minutes out of the womb.
Nope. And this man knew no sin. He had never sinned on earth. Never. He never sinned. Even when he went into his father's house with a whip of cat of nine tails and tore up the whole place, you know, knocked over the people that were in there, the money changers and all of that, you know, he didn't sin. He was doing his father's business in his father's house and running people out that didn't need to be in there, you know. And I think he was cleaning it out so that when he did die on the cross, he could bring everybody in, you know. But so people just, you have to understand that if you just think about the sin in your own life that you had before you came to him, because it's not there anymore. Jesus took it.
Exactly.
But if you think about all the things that you did before you actually came to him, you know, that was sin against your body, sin against another person, sin against God himself. Jesus took that for everyone. Just look around at the people that are on this earth. He did that for all of us.
And all of us. At one point in time, believe it or not, we were all bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as Christians, we look at people like murderers and thieves.
No.
and that sort of thing. You know, there were people at that time around Jesus that were the same way that became his apostles.
Mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. thieves, liars, mm-hmm. you know, these weren't good men. These were men that made, that Jesus and God made good, turned them around, just like what he's doing for us.
Well, you know, Paul actually was actually involved in a lot of the crucifixions of Christians and the mouth, you know, backbiting and, you know, putting them down and all of that until he had his moment with Jesus, with God, on the road to Damascus. And he went blind. And he was blind for 3 days.
Well, you know, sometimes, including in my life, God has to put you through a lot of stuff, you know, to be able to, for you to understand that you want to be with him, you know, and just think about now how much God loves you, how much Jesus loves you. Look what he went through. Mm-hmm. Look what he went through. You know, we get a paper cut on our finger and we're about to have a heart attack, but not him.
And think about his goodness, the goodness of God, that he would even ask his son to do that and his son be willing to do it.
How many mothers and fathers out there would you do that to your child?
Right.
Would you allow that to be done to your child? None of us would. So that's, again, telling you how much he thinks you're worth. A lot of people walking around today, mental health issues, and they're saying, we're not worth anything, you know?
Yes,
you are. You just need to read about the crucifixion, and you'll know what you're worth.
You were born. God created each one of you, and you're special, and he loved you. And he loved you so much that Jesus died on that cross for you.
And died painfully
yes.
for you, for each one of those sins. So whenever this next week, when your Easter happens, whether you're out at the park hunting Easter eggs or whatever you're doing for Easter, you explain to your children how much Jesus and God loves them.
Right.
And what Easter is really about, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not about a big old fat bunny rabbit pooping eggs all over the place. It is about God's love.
That's right.
For you. And our children need to know that. Mm-hmm. As they're growing up, they need to know that. They need to understand that.
That he gave his all for them.
Exactly. Exactly. And then he triumphed by rising out of that tomb.
Yes. You know? He resurrected.
He triumphed there. And
he walked out in victory, not only as God's son, but as the warrior and the king over Satan.
Exactly. And you know, the one thing he did not do during his crucifixion, he did not beg man to stop.
Nope.
He didn't beg him one time because he was in pain or because he was bleeding or because he was weak.
Well, you know, if you, and I'm just going to say this, but if you read this story about Jesus, you know, what did he say on the cross? My God, why have you forsaken me? Because God himself had turned his head away because he was crying because of the sin, because God can't look upon sin. And so at that point, can you imagine how alone Jesus felt?
Exactly.
So I'm just saying that he gave his all for us, and we should do no less than to give our all to him.
Exactly. And, you know, it's a funny thing at work. I was told the other day that, you know, by someone that Easter is a small holiday, you know, a little holiday. It's not like Christmas. You know, or anything like that. Well, they're wrong. It's not a small holiday.
It's a big holiday.
It's probably the most massive holiday there ever was.
Yes, yes.
Because no other man in history could endure what he did, what he went through.
Nope.
And who did he do it for, Trish?
Me, you, everybody.
Exactly, to show how much he loved you.
And, you know, I just want to say, he even did it for the ones that are sitting there today saying, I don't believe in him.
Yeah, exactly.
He did it for them, too.
Exactly. And that's why they're hearing this podcast, is they can go, well, maybe, you know, maybe I was wrong. maybe there is a God. Maybe, and that's why we do this podcast. And we're asking you people out there, when you see somebody on the road that needs a lift, or somebody that's hungry that you feed or whatever, you do it in Jesus' name. You do it in God's name, and you let them know that, because that's going to pass on to them and go, you know what? When I was hungry and I was so weak and I couldn't do anything, God saved me by having that person bring me that meal. Mm-hmm. Or it was so cold or so wet and so rainy, when that person gave me that ride, they pretty much saved my life. I was able to go to that job interview because of them. And I can make money because of them. And now, that's what we need to remember out there, because the one thing that God is about, one and only thing that he's about in this whole thing, this whole Bible, this whole God and Jesus thing, one thing, and that's love.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you have somebody get in your car or you take somebody somewhere, that is an opportunity to share the love of Jesus.
Trish said it that way because I love the phrase opportunity.
Yes, he does.
It is such a great and wonderful statement for you to have the opportunity, you know? Like when you pray to God for strength, does he give you strength, or does he give you an opportunity to be strong? Mm-hmm. You see, and if you ask yourself those questions about anything that you do, it's God giving you that opportunity. It's ultimately your decision, you know, that opportunity.
And if you don't know Jesus, that opportunity is there also for you to accept him and walk with him every day of your life and just be loved, loved, unconditionally loved by him.
And we want everybody today to think about this holiday, this Easter coming up, and think about it seriously. And if you're out there and you're hearing this podcast accidentally or whatever, you just tuned into it and you don't know God and Jesus, you contact us here, okay? We'll introduce you.
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly. All right, well, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter that's coming up, and hopefully it's everything you want. But like I said, enter in your prayers and thank God and thank Jesus for his sacrifice.
Yes, I want to just say happy Resurrection Day. I hope you enjoy it and just know how much God gave for you and loved you.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, I just want to remind everybody today about the two Facebook websites that we have. It's called Love God, Love His People. And Can I Pray for You? And these sites are going to become public as of tomorrow.
Private.
There's that word again. Going to be private as of tomorrow, to where we can get down to stuff, you know, and talk about stuff. We're gonna start up more chats to be able to talk to people, because, you know, guys, I see your names on the site all the time and everything, but I don't really know you, and I'd like to get to know you. You know, I really like to get to know you. So you chat with us. You send us a email. I forgot to give you the email address a while ago, which is lovegodlovehispeople@aol.com. And just let us know things, and let's just get down. Now, if you want us to pray for you on the air, we will. But if you don't want us to use your name, we won't either. Because me, you, and God will be the only ones that knows. You know?
Amen.
So let's get personal with this God and Jesus thing. What do you say, people? All right. Well, I want to let everybody know that we're going to say the sinner's prayer. Hey, I got that right, Trish. Gonna say the sinner's prayer. And if you want Jesus in your life, repeat this after us. Okay. And when you do, then he will be in your heart and he will join you in your heart in everything. So I'm going to ask Trish right now to go ahead and start.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I know that I am a sinner.
I know that I am a sinner.
And I ask for your forgiveness.
And I ask for your forgiveness.
I believe you died for my sins.
I believe you died for my sins.
And rose from the dead.
And rose from the dead.
I turn from my sins.
I turn from my sins.
And invite you to come into my heart and life.
And invite you to come into my heart and my life.
I want to trust and follow you.
I want to trust and follow you.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo woo! Welcome to the family of God. If you prayed that with us, you belong to the family of God.
That's right. Praise God and welcome home. Until the next time on Love God, Love His People.
Kind rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right.